This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana updates its COVID numbers every Friday. As of Friday, June 3, 2022, Montana reports 278,993 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 1,501 new cases of coronavirus infection reported in the last week. The state overall saw a 25% increase in the number of new cases reported week over week. Gallatin County added the highest number of COVID-19 cases in the state this week, 301 new cases in Gallatin County, 192 new cases in Missoula County, 164 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, 150 new cases in Yellowstone County, and more new cases in 47 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 1,815. 3,423 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 1,010,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. There have been 84,800,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. A Bitcoin mining company plans to build a data center in Polson, Montana. The Bitcoin operation comes from a collaboration among Kevin O'Leary, known as Mr. Wonderful on the reality TV series Shark Tank, BitZero, a company O'Leary is invested in, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Bitcoin operations are notorious for being energy greedy. The 50-megawatt facility will be powered with hydropower from the CSKT, who own Kerr Dam in northwest Montana and generate hydropower for the region. BitZero, which specializes in Bitcoin mining, says it's a 100% green company. Akbar Shamji, the CEO of the company, said that the carbon displacement technology that makes the company carbon neutral was developed in Norway over the last few years. He said that the company was choosing locations to build data centers that have surplus energy generation. BitZero announced that it would be opening similar data centers in North Dakota through a partnership with O'Leary, BitZero, and the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation tribes. Tuesday is primary election day in Montana, and ballots in Gallatin County include a pair of questions asking voters whether to add a 3% local tax to medical and recreational marijuana sales in the county. There are nearly 80 licensed dispensaries in Gallatin County, 54 in Bozeman. The majority sell both medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. Cannabis business owners are concerned about adding even more tax to marijuana products. Recreational marijuana already has a 20% tax from the state. Medical marijuana has a 4% tax. Some argue there should be no extra taxes, period. Others contend that medical marijuana should not be taxed, but a tax on recreational sales is okay. Some fear that if the tax is passed, the increase in costs that could fall on the consumer would drive people to illicit sales on the black market. The financial and moral questions that the pair of tax questions raise lead to one destination. What exactly will county officials do with potential marijuana tax revenue? The county line is that the money will go toward mental health services, but what that might actually look like is unclear. Estimated marijuana sales in Gallatin County for May totaled $3.64 million. The county predicts combined revenue of $1.3 million annually in tax income. Montanans have had access to medical marijuana since the early 2000s, but people have only been able to legally buy recreational marijuana in the state since January. Voters in 29 Montana counties approved Initiative 190 in 2020, which paved the way for the legalization of recreational marijuana in Montana. Then last year, the Montana legislature passed a bill which established the tax framework and the state approach to the sale of marijuana. That law also included the ability for counties that approved the sale and use of recreational MJ to ask voters whether to add a local tax to marijuana sales. Of those counties, only four, Missoula, Yellowstone, Park, and Dawson, have local taxes in place for marijuana sales. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.